Supreme Court denies Peter Navarro's motion to avoid jail over January 6 subpoena. By Paul Bois on March 18, 2024. The Supreme Court denied former Trump trade adviser Peter Navarro's motion to avoid jail time over his refusal to comply with a subpoena from the January 6 committee in 2022. Departing from the practice in most serious or high-profile legal fights, Chief Justice John Roberts ruled on Navarro's request himself, without referring it to the full court, noted Politico. The Chief Justice noted that a D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals panel found that Navarro failed to raise several challenges to the fairness of his conviction when he first sought to remain free pending appeal. In his one-page order, Roberts appeared to keep the door open for Navarro to challenge the initial convictions, writing, "I see no basis to disagree with a determination that Navarro forfeited those arguments in the release proceeding, which is distinct from his pending appeal on the merits." As AFP reported, the 74-year-old Navarro was convicted on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena. Navarro, 74, a Harvard-educated economist, was found guilty of two counts of contempt of Congress by a federal jury in Washington in September after a two-day trial. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta sentenced him to 4 months in prison, 2 months less than prosecutors had requested, and ordered him to pay a fine of $9,500. Judge Mehta reportedly said at the time of Navarro's sentencing, "You are not a victim. You are not the object of a political prosecution. These are circumstances of your own making." The January 6 committee subpoenaed Navarro in 2022, and he immediately refused, citing the former president's executive privilege. Navarro will be the first member of the former president's advisors to serve prison time and is the second advisor to be convicted of contempt of Congress after Steve Bannon, who has been allowed to remain free while appealing his convictions. Navarro's judge, Mehta, ruled that he would not be able to stay out of prison while appealing. In a statement to Breitbart News, Navarro said that his serving of prison time as he appeals the convictions will damage the constitutional separation of powers. Justice Roberts took care to note that his reason for denial was distinct from my pending appeal on the merits. That appeal on the merits will continue, and if I fail in that appeal, after nonetheless serving my full prison term, the constitutional separation of powers will be irreparably damaged and the doctrine of executive privilege dating back to George Washington will cease to function as an important safeguard for effective presidential decision-making. There is much at stake here and it is worth the fight, he said. The partisan nature of the imprisoning of a top senior White House aide should chill the bones of every American, he continued. In Joe Biden's weaponized justice system, a Democrat-controlled Congress and Justice Department together with an Obama-appointed district judge and three Obama-appointed appeals court judges drove the Navarro Railroad right into prison. If anybody thinks these partisans and politicians in robes aren't coming for Donald Trump, they must think twice now, he concluded. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.